Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 122 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and this is going to be the story of one martial arts trope. One special thing that a kung fu master can do, one trick you can try to pull off at your table in various ways. Today we're discussing the martial arts technique with the long, annoying to say name, one life, one shot, one hit, one kill. Obviously, we can't discuss this too much because I will quickly blow through the 5-minute time limit, roughly, that I put on these episodes. However, we are going to spend the entire episode discussing the possibilities of this one power, one life, one shot, one hit, one kill. It's very simple in its basic application. You stare at somebody. You squint at them, you size them up, you do like a samurai in a samurai movie, and see what you think about their abilities, and you aim your shot, you imagine it in your mind. This takes 15 seconds, a full melee, you give up all your attacks and defenses or whatever. You do nothing but the steely Kurosawa-style gaze at your foe. Then, using one weapon, you make one attack, and you use one life, one shot, one hit, one kill to possibly inflict a critical hit. You get a +1 bonus for every full 15 seconds you spent doing a samurai stare at your foe. And if your strike bonus is 20 or better, then it's a crit, which does double damage. Now, you may ask yourself, why would I sacrifice 3 attacks, which is probably about what I get in a melee round, in order for not the guarantee, but the possibility of an attack that does double damage? Well, you might do it if your foe is particularly hard to hit, but because this bonus to hit only accrues at +1 per melee, you know, if you're pretty far away from hitting your foe in an average roll, like, you know, maybe 4 away on a d20, you're talking about staring at this person for a full minute while they're having a kung fu fight with you before you make your move. So it's useful in a very narrow situation. Trying to wring damage out of this, like trying to make critting on somebody better than just trying again and again to hit them, it's pretty weak. However, the thing I really want to discuss about one life, one shot, one hit, one kill, the whole thing every time, is that you can use this with any weapon. Unlike other martial arts techniques, it is not limited to traditional ninja shit. You can use any weapon you can find and get a special weapon kata for and take destined martial arts fueled shots at your foes. This is where you may be able to get some utility out of this power if your GM is willing to let you do very dumb things, which, let's be honest, he's running Ninjas and Super Spies. He's willing to do dumb things. So you can press your advantage here. There's no point in doing this with a katana, right? A katana does like 3d6 damage if it's a good katana. Why would you waste 15, 30 seconds, a minute trying to get 6d6 out of a 3d6 weapon when you could hit somebody like 6, 9, 12 times with that same weapon? It's stupid. There's no reason to do it. Because you can, if you've got a katana, there's no reason you have to wield it like a wily samurai in a samurai movie. You can just slash away at it. You can just go full Baraka on somebody and just slash them, and get 3d6 out of every attack, right? You're going to miss some, but you're also going to hit some. And every time you roll, it's a chance to roll a crit. However, not every weapon can be fired every round. Not every weapon hits only one target. Not every weapon does a mere 3d6 damage. And not every weapon has inexhaustible ammo. For example, consider the grenade. Now, we don't often see in cinema samurai having grenade fights, more's the pity. But if you were to grab a grenade and give somebody the samurai eyes and then attack them using one life, one shot, one hit, one kill, you would find that the damage, if you get your crit, is going to be tremendous. And depending on your GM, it may be applied to everyone in the blast radius if it is possible to crit an area of effect attack. Grenades are expensive single-use weapons, so it might be worth it both in terms of ammo and in terms of damage to use a grenade with one life, one shot, one hit, one kill. But there are other options as well. Consider the 90mm recoilless rifle if you're into heavy artillery. This thing can do relatively rapid fire of anti-tank rounds one at a time. You can get out up to 5 rounds in 30 seconds, but if you want to go for sustained fire, you can only fire once per minute. The damage on this, though, is 1d10 times 100, or 1d10 mega damage for the Rifts players in the audience. As long as you're using anti-tank rounds against personnel, why not amp up the overkill by enhancing each one with one life, one shot, one hit, one kill. Even if that's only getting your bonus high enough to crit maybe every other anti-tank round, it's easily worth it for the extra 500 points of damage. But if you want maximum bang for your buck, you want to get yourself a vehicle stopper, a euphemistically titled wrist weapon for super spies, which can stop a vehicle in much the same way that a landmine can stop a squirrel. The vehicle stopper is designed to do massive damage with a single shot. It can do 2d6 mega damage, and this time that mega damage rating is right in the book. This is, as far as I can recall off the top of my head, the only weapon that explicitly does mega damage in Ninjas and Super Spies. If you're a spy and you find yourself in a situation where you may need to unexpectedly blow up a semi with a weapon you can carry in a concealable unit on your wrist, but only one semi, it's a single shot weapon, then you want a vehicle stopper. So the vehicle stopper, 2d6 mega damage, converts to an average of 700 damage in a single shot, and it takes a while to reload. So you got to make that shot count. So what you want to do is muster all your kung fu power and invoke one life, one shot, one hit, one kill. You extend your wrist. You focus all your wisdom on a single attack. And then you fire a massive cannonball-like explosive charge at precisely the right spot in your opponent, so that you inflict not a mere 700 damage, but 1400 damage. With the mystical power of one life, one shot, one hit, one kill, you can kill motherfuckers with the power of anti-vehicle rounds and with the finesse of a true samurai. And that's the dumbest thing on this page. I do want to note before we go that depending on your reading of the rules, you may or may not need a special weapon kata in order to use a weapon with a martial art in this fashion, meaning you need a martial arts style that offers special katas and martial arts techniques, such as jiu-jitsu, which seems just about right for that style. There's a big difference between hitting your foe with a ring of keys and an anti-tank weapon, but I feel it's in the same spirit. Speaking of special katas, join me next time to discuss those on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.